It's actually an anime.
Really?
Oh.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the JoJo Podcast. I'm your host, Juicy Juice, aka Joshua. And we're here, joined here, with the man himself, Jose Antonio.
Hello, peoples.
Today's topic we're going to talk about is anime acceptable in today's society?
I'm pretty sure it's not, but we'll just talk about it. Let's see what goes on. What? No, shit. So I've been seeing a lot of tweets lately. Like, it was just like scrolling around, and some people say, "What is wrong with the people that like just watch anime?" Sometimes, for the most part, like you see a lot of things that are pretty messed up, and yeah, when you see it, it's questionable. But like, there are some like wholesome things that actually like have some like story behind it, and it could like probably teach a lesson to people.
I think I don't really see the tweet though, but like I feel like it could be acceptable to today's society with like with all like the social media like you so-called memes lately. I feel like more and more people are like accepting anime as like its own like little unique cartoon place.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And then like the name of our podcast, JoJo, there's this one anime called the JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. Uh-huh. And it is good, and there's a lot of memes attached to it, especially like one that's mostly well known is "It Was Me, Dio." It's hilarious, and it's a pretty long series, over like 100 episodes, and there's a lot of big buff guys, is all I have to say. It's a really good show though, and it's like, it has like everything from vampires to buff dudes with overpowered like powers. It's weird. It's a good show. I love it. And yeah, that's kind of why I put this name.
Oh, that's pretty cool though. But to you, do you really think it though that anime should be acceptable in today's society?
I do. It's like there's some things that are like pretty bad, like that are like why is this even out there? But there's like for the most part, everything is like, well, at least like there's a lot of things that are pretty good, and like it's just like it just takes things off your mind. It's like, oh, like if you're stressed out or anything, you just have something funny and dumb over there that's like not really realistic. And it's just, I feel like for most part, that's what a lot of people like watch it for, and that just like, it should just be like accepted in society, because like those people who get like calmed down by it, even though it's like not really realistic, it just helps them out. And then why would you just have that like taken off or anything? Like, we're not talking about that necessarily, but like people just feel good because of it. So I feel like it should be acceptable, if, and it probably is. Like, I know a lot of people who are just like, who just like it, and then they enjoy watching it all the time.
So you really do think that like people can actually come out and say like, oh wow, I do really watch anime?
I know a lot of people like that. Oh my god, it's hilarious. And it's, yeah, I feel like a lot of people like it, especially my group of friends. Like, all of them have at least watched like 10 anime, so.
Do you think people would still be made fun of just for watching anime though, today?
I don't think so. That'd probably just be like, if someone's mad at them and they know that they watch it, they probably say something. But I don't think normally they say anything.
I mean,
and it's not really, it's just like a cartoon for the most part. I don't think it's like, well, anyone should say anything. If they do, they're dumb.
I mean, like, think about it though, because like there is a lot of bad, like,
yeah, a lot
stuff
of questionable
out there
things
in anime. Yeah,
yeah.
So I feel like people might be like generalized to like think that like, oh, that's your whole entire group. Do you think that like people would still generalize those people with that type of bad people?
Most likely, because when people see something that's like different than like what they're used to, they usually tend to question them, and usually like don't see them as like normal, and like wouldn't really like talk to them, or would just probably question them all the time and like be rude and treat them differently. But for the most part, we usually have a group of friends, so it's all really matters. Just enjoy what you do, and anime is awesome. That's what I think, at least.
Do you think like it would be okay, like what do you recommend for like the newcomers? Like, what would you say to them, like, what anime really is?
Oof. For newcomers, I say anime is something that, like, takes you from, takes you to a different world, you could say. It's something different from normal. It is, in, like, really realistic sometimes. There are some things that, like, are realistic, and it probably, like, shows, like, real-life problems. But it usually is different than from what you're used to. And that's usually why people like to, like, watch it. And I feel like that's, like, why we watch anime, is because it's, like, different. It's different than what we're used to. And if you want to just watch something that's, like, awesome, unrealistic, like, some guy who's overpowered that could just destroy an entire building for some reason, with just, like, a punch or even just looking at it, then that's, like, for you. And there's a lot of stuff like that, too. Especially One Punch Man. That's one of my favorite series. You can kind of hear it in the name, One Punch Man. So, yeah.
What do you think about the newcomers? Like, what do you call it? Sword Art Online.
Oh, God. A lot of people usually go with Sword Art Online as one of the beginner, like beginning animes, like the first ones they watch. And I don't think it's pretty bad. I feel like for beginners, it's like, people would, like it. Like, I actually liked it when it was, like, when I actually watched it. But now that I think back on it, there's some, like, flaws in it. And there's always flaws in anime. Like, you can't say there isn't. And I enjoyed it, most part, like, first part of season 1 and the first part of season 2. The season, like, 1 part, like, 2, I liked it, but there was a lot of things that just, like, ruined about, like, characters, like, Asuna, they just made her weak for some reason, and she was, like, one of the strongest characters, like, in the season 1, so kind of ruined the character there.
So, like, you know how, like, there's a lot of weird anime?
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, just because there's a lot of weird anime, when people first look at them, do you think that they will detest those animes and think that, like, anime is just that and
yes.
It's disgusting?
Yes, that's what people generally think, because that's all they see, the memes. And, like, usually when it's, like, shown, like, anime out there, that's usually what they see, though. They do not see, like, sometimes, like, the better ones, like, are good things, instead of the questionable things that are always out there that people post memes about or just is out there, and somehow they just know about that one first, other than other animes. So, yeah, like, they usually see, like, the questionable scenes first, and then they don't know, like, about, like, well, the other, like, things, like, other topics, like, actual adventure and stuff like that, that's normal. So, and, like, at least in anime, I mean.
How do you think people, like, can talk about, like, their anime to their, like, their friends that, like, don't know anything about anime?
Like, it might seem weird to them at first, because they were like, what the hell is this guy talking about? And it's like, it is not real. And, like, he's just talking about some fake shit. A guy destroying a building just by looking at it, or something like that. But usually, like when you don't watch it, like, you don't really, and you don't know what they're talking about, you kind of, like, find it kind of annoying, probably. Mm-hmm. That's why I started anime, though, because my friends were talking to me about it, and I was like, I really want to watch it, because it sounds pretty cool. Because, like, I, like, watched Dragon Ball Z at first. I thought it was a normal cartoon, and then ended up finding out it was an anime. I was like, oh, if it's going to be like that, I might as well start with something, like, at first I watched Naruto, then it was Bleach. Like, the big series is what I watched. Usually, like, I feel like for people who are starting off, should watch a smaller series, though. And then if they actually like it, they could go on to, like, a bigger series. But, like, I started off with the big series because I was kind of already used to it. And I liked, like, the fakeness to it. And, like, things that you're not used to. Like, a guy being able to throw an energy bomb or something.
Interesting. Well, everybody. Well, after today's topic, do you actually really think that, like, anime is really acceptable in today's society?
And should it be acceptable in today's society?
That's our question. We are signing off today. Thank you for watching our podcast, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye, guys.